When we think of Christian morality, we often start with the Ten Commandments, but the Beatitudes are just as important, if not more. Because if we follow the Beatitudes, we will naturally follow the Ten Commandments. But this is not necessarily true the other way around. The Beatitudes turn our normal worldly concerns on their head. We might like them. It's one of the most popular readings that we have for funerals. But the real question is, do we really live them? Poor in spirit means that we know that we are lacking. We know that we need God. Do we really live that way, though? It seems that we often are prideful in spirit, thinking that we are good for being good, only turning to God when we need something. We always need God. We are always lacking. Do we mourn, not just for our suffering or for the dead loved ones that we have, but also do we mourn for our sins? Do we really have true contrition for the wrongs that we've done? Most of us avoid deeper thoughts on our actions or the things that we've lost. We can often hide from those feelings. Are we meek? Do we suffer patiently unjust persecution? If we've been following the news lately, our feelings that have been coming forth as we watch the news can truly tell us if we are meek or not. More often than not, we're prideful. I think all of us struggle to truly be meek. Do we hunger and thirst for righteousness? This is not the same thing as thinking that we're righteous. Instead, this is an action. Are we pursuing holiness with the same drive that we have for food and water every day? What are we doing to attain righteousness? Because, like being hungry and thirsty, it will only be satisfied for a while. Pursuing righteousness needs to be a constant and daily thing. Are we merciful? It's not just about giving to those in need, but trying to understand those in their need. It doesn't mean that what their needs are is right, but that's not what we're asked to do. Instead, being merciful is trying to help others, both spiritually and physically, by suffering with them in their time of need. And I think most of us like to help, but from afar, and not get close to the mess of others' lives. Pure of heart. Our hearts are often divided. We don't want to be seen as a zealot, and so we hold back from truly pursuing holiness. We don't want to desire God and his will for our lives too much because we have our own plans. Peacemakers, do we feel at peace? If not, it will be impossible for us to be peacemakers. The work of reconciling with others is very hard. It takes humility and all the other beatitudes mentioned before. Peace does not come by simply being nice to each other. It comes from being truly merciful, meek, poor in spirit, pure of heart, and a true desire for righteousness that is fully expressed by the life of Christ and his death on the cross, which leads us into being persecuted for righteousness' sake and for being persecuted because of our belief in Jesus Christ. Can we say that our faith has led us to suffer any of those hardships in our life? Have we lost friends and family? Has our name been smeared because of our relationship with Jesus? Have we ever been genuinely persecuted because of our belief in Jesus Christ and his church? And if we have been, how did we respond? Meekly or with pride? We love to hear the Beatitudes, but they are really tough to live. These are not side quests in the Christian life. These are the main things that we should be pursuing as Christians. Living them out will look a little different for each of us because of our vocations and of our place in the world. But they are essential if we call ourselves Christians. Perhaps we can start to draw a little bit closer to this as we start to draw a little bit closer to this Lenten season that comes so early this year. We can ponder on these Beatitudes and ask the Lord which one we should work on during that season. Because the Beatitudes leads to our happiness, but more importantly, it leads to our place in heaven.